Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we jump into this comic book review, I'm going to ask you to please subscribe to the channel. It does help us tremendously with the metrics. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified when we put up a new video. That being said, let's jump into it. What are we going to do first? Let's do, boom, looky looky, comic booky, Green Lantern number 2. Now, we reviewed number 1. When it came out, and it was pretty good. Like I told you, it's really mixing up the Green Lantern universe. A lot of stuff changing. You know, the Guardians are trying to be more touchy-feely with everybody. They actually petitioned to join the United Planets. They during that conclave where they were trying to join the United Planets, they were attacked by some people who were trying to bring back magic. They kept yelling about bringing the heart back. So we don't really know much about what happened. That, you know, they quelled that and put those people in science cells. But, you know, one of the Guardians did lose his life as part of that. And this jumps right into it. First page, you know, Jon Stewart's addressing all the Green Lanterns because he's kind of the middleman, I guess, between the Guardians and the Lanterns. You know, and their way of recapping it is, you know, he's telling the Lanterns who could not make it to the conclave what happened. And, you know, it's a good recap. And then it jumps right back in and tells you, you know, X number of hours before what happened. And they show a little bit of the battle with all the, you know, all the big name Lanterns you see. You know, you have Kilowog, you have Rayner, you have Gardner, who... if you haven't been paying attention, they're launching a new Green Lantern series, and it's going to be centered around my favorite Lantern, Guy Gardner. Guy Gardner. Yeah, I like Guy Gardner. He's not everybody's cup of tea. I like him. I like him a lot. So I'm glad that we're getting him. I know a lot of people wanted to see Jon Stewart. We got Jon Stewart in the book. He's the main dude there. I like Guy Gardner. He's very impulsive, and I kind of like that. I really do. Then, you know, a few pages in, they start showing the funeral for the Guardian who died. You know, his sister kind of gave a eulogy. And if you look around in the crowd, you can see a lot of recognizable Lanterns in attendance. So, you know, how the Guardians don't bury they're dead, I guess, because they don't really consider them dead. They don't consider death to be the end all, because all matter is matter. It doesn't really go away. It just changes or mutates into something else. So that's a good way to look at it. And what's cool is, you know, and you know, he tells them, Jon Stewart tells them, Lanterns, you know, wear your mourning attire. The mourning attire is pretty cool. It's all black with just the symbol on the chest lit up. I kind of like the mourning attire. Not like, you know, when you wake up, you know, a.m. before noon mourning. Mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Because they're mourning the death of one of the Guardians. So they put the Guardian dude in a little casket there with the symbol on it. And he goes into the power battery on Oa, so he becomes part of the power battery. So he, you know, it's kind of fitting. It's very symbolic. I like it. And after that, one of the Guardians, you know, is talking to all the Lanterns in attendance and everywhere else, saying, "Hey, you know, things are going to change. We were accepted into United Planets, and so now we're going to have to play nice with them." That being said, they're giving over a lot of the sectors to be guarded by the United Planets Brigade, which means we don't need as many Lanterns. You know, they are deactivating, I think they said 1,200 sectors, which leaves 2,400 remaining. So if you ever wondered how many sectors, according to Green Lantern number 2, should be 3,600 sectors. And you know, the administrator tells them, hey, man, you didn't give me any warning. I can't do this that quick. I can't deactivate it. And the guardian's like, you don't have to. Boom, done. And all the lanterns are starting to get, the ones whose sectors have been deactivated, they're starting to get the message that, hey, defunct, defunct, defunct. And then they're getting their reassignment orders. And a lot of them are reassigned to Quest or Outrider or Crux. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion. I mean, the Guardians just hit them right in the face with it. No prep, nothing. Just a, hey, yeah, your sector's gone. This is your new job. And then they kind of just say, oh, no, there you go. So John Stewart, you know, goes up to him to talk to him. He's like, dude, you just can't drop this on people like that. And they're like, well, why not? He said, you know, maybe break it to them. They're like, hey, it's going to happen. What's delaying it going to help? Let's just get it out in the open. Boom, there you go. Makes sense. The Guardians are not real emotional, touchy-feely. They do what they think needs to be done, and so be it. And, you know, so John Stewart is talking to him, and, you know, he's asking, well, what if they don't want to do it? And he said, well, you know, Lantern Corps is voluntary. If they don't want to do it, they can leave. And he's like, well, so then what happens? Well, the ring will choose someone else. You know, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. They can go home. The ring will pick somebody else who does want to do it, and that's that. And then the Guardians start explaining all this stuff to him. You know, they're saying, hey, there was all these planets, you know, in the universe, there's 7 planets that are very pivotal. And, you know, they put up the big holographic display. And John's like, hey, you said 7. I only count 5. And they're like, yeah, you're right. There was a couple planets we couldn't save. And they name dropped a big one as being one of the planets that were one of the pivotal planets in this thing. It was Krypton. So, you know, they're tying Krypton into that. I like that when they reach across to other titles, you know, and it makes more of a cohesive universe for me. And, you know, after I explain that to him, he tells them, he's like, you know, what if I don't want to do it? And they're like, then quit. And he's like, you guys know, you've already seen the future. You know I'm not going to quit. But the Guardians tell him, you know, there's a part out in the far sector that they can't see into. There's things there that are blocking their view into that part of the far sector. So they're sending someone to investigate. And they said these things are man-made. This is not a naturally occurring thing. So somebody's intentionally trying to keep us from seeing out there. So they're going to send, well, he said they're sending a mission out there. But whatever's out there, I guess they said even 100 lanterns wouldn't be strong enough to penetrate it. So they are sending 1,000. Actually, 1,001, if you count John Stewart. So he becomes the mission leader. You know, he grudgingly accepts, and they put them in this big ship, a construct-looking ship from the Green Lantern Energy, I guess. Looks kind of like maybe a Romulan warbird, or maybe even one of the ships from Alien, the new Alien movies where they show the engineer ships. It looks similar to that, you know, with the half circle around it with a thing in the center. And so they, you know, they take off to go to the far sector and do this investigation. Meanwhile, it jumps back, and you know, John Stewart tells Kelly Quintela, who is the girl, the little girl from Bolivia, who somehow from a dirt shack in Bolivia was able to hack into the Green Lantern power battery. And she has a gauntlet, a powered gauntlet. She doesn't have a ring. She's not really a Green Lantern. She can harness that power to use, but she's not a true Green Lantern. You know, she hasn't been trained. She wasn't chosen by a ring. She built this gauntlet and tapped into the power battery and is using the power. So he's talking to her, you know, trying to tell her, hey, you need to go back to Earth. It's not safe here. He said, we're going to have Simon Baz watch over you. He said, but, you know, we know Simon's impulsive. So as you do with kids, you don't want them to seem like they're useless and can't do anything. So he kind of tells her, he's like, yeah, I know he's impulsive, so can you keep an eye on him for me? And then, you know, kind of that kind of turns her attitude. She's like, yeah, yeah, I'll take care of Simon. So, you know, it flashes to the Green Lanterns, the 1001, going out to investigate with Simon and Kelly staying back. And they're, you know, kind of like, yeah, you know, let's enjoy this nice day on Oa before we go back. And Kelly happens to look. She's like, well, what's wrong with the battery? Something's not right. And as they turn to look, dude, power battery go boom. Yeah, it's, oh, not good. It destroys a lot of life there on Oa. So, you know, you got that big explosion, and Simon and Kelly are like right there. You got a dude who is watching over this from a throne. He's kind of happy, I guess, that it's blowing up. I don't think that's a Sinestro Corps symbol. It's kind of hard to tell. I don't think it is. I don't think Sinestro would do something like that. So it's probably the leader of that group of magic terrorists, because Green Lantern's powers aren't real effective against magic. So that's my guess. Yeah, so he blows up the power battery there, and Sojourner, who is one of the, she's a Green Lantern, but she's like, in fact, the joke is they put her in such a far out sector, she doesn't even know if there's a name for it. It's just far sector. So she's coming back to Oa, and, you know, she's asking the ring, hey, any life signs? No. Any lantern life signs? No, none. So she's thinking everybody there is dead. They get to one point and you see a little green dome covering some people. And so she's like, you said there were no Green Lanterns. And so, you know, they go check it out. It's actually Kelly. And she is there with Simon. But Simon is knocked out. I mean, he doesn't have his lantern suit on. He's just wearing his civilian clothes. Because I guess when he gets knocked out, the you know, they can't project that construct onto him. And, you know, the only thing she's saying, lo entiende, Spanish, she's from Bolivia, is basically saying, I tried, I tried, I tried. And you see Sojourner standing right there. She's like, what the heck? So, yeah. The first issue, I was kind of on the fence. I liked it. I wanted to see where they're going to go with it. Second issue, who's writing this? Thorne? Yeah. I think it's Jeffrey Thorne. DC must have gave him carte blanche to rewrite Green Lantern story, because he is mixing everything up. I mean, you've got 1,200 lanterns out of a job now, or actually, they're not out of a job. They don't have a sector. They've been reassigned to do other things. There's no, and the Guardians told him, you know, there's no, all lanterns are lanterns. You're all equal. There's no real leader. It's just your lanterns. And there is a lot of stuff going on in Green Lantern. I haven't been this interested in Green Lantern in a long time. I'm really liking what they're doing with it. I like how they're bringing in a lot of fringe characters, you know, with Simon Baz was a few years back. Read up on his history. He's kind of a shady. I wouldn't say shady. I'm surprised the ring picked him. He was a car thief, and now he's Middle Eastern. Not now. He was Middle Eastern. So they're going a little more diverse. Then you had Jessica Cruz. I believe she had the crime syndicate power ring. And now you have Kelly Quintella, who is also kind of a quasi Green Lantern. I believe they made Jessica a full Green Lantern eventually, but it is just the stuff that's going on in here is very interesting. I really like it. I've been a Lantern fan for a while, and I really like what they're doing with it. So I'm saying this is a definite subscribe. Yeah, this is a definite subscribe book. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do with it. As you know, the Sinestro Corps voted against them joining the United Planets. So we will see if it keeps on this path. And they also mentioned the Guardians, which I found was interesting when they were talking to John Stewart about all the, you know, the seven planets, which are now five because two of them blew up. They asked him, he said, hey, don't, he wanted to know why the human lanterns were being put in all these spots. And he said, didn't you ever wonder why in the span of one human lifetime we had, you know, a bunch of lanterns come from Earth? It's because Earth is one of those pivotal planets. So I thought that was interesting too, because, you know, if you think about it, there are quite a few lanterns from Earth. So there you have it, Green Lantern number two. Definite subscribe. Hopefully it gets better. I like when they shake things up. It's not the same old, same old. Jeffrey Thorne doing a great job. The artwork is amazing here also. Green Lantern, so there's a lot of green hue in here. But the artwork is perfect, hand in hand with the storyline. Santucci, Sinclair, yeah, those guys are pretty good. There you go, subscribe. You will enjoy it if you're a Green Lantern fan. So if you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. Hit it wherever that thing's at, just subscribe. Helps with the metrics a lot. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon right there. Yeah, you'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until that new video comes out, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.